Country 102.5's Feel Good Story, Jonathan Weir and Ayla Brown.
And It Feels Good is brought to you by South Shore Medical Center for all your primary care needs and more right here on the South Shore. South Shore Medical Center here when you need us. Ayla, what is good this Freaky Friday?
Well, anytime you hear a Florida story, I kind of know what you're thinking. Oh, Florida man did this, Florida woman did that. But nope, not today. Nope. Today we can say Florida cow did what? Volusia County, Florida is right above Orlando and right below Daytona. And I guess they have cows there. I didn't know Florida had cows. Can someone verify that?
I've been to Florida.
They have
lived
cows?
In Florida for a year. They have cows.
So weird.
They're constantly being stalked by gators, but...
Ah, yeah. Well, a cow was stuck in a basin right off the St. John's River. And you know when you get stuck in the mud and sometimes the suction is so strong that you can't move?
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what happened to this cow. It just couldn't move. And that's when Deputy Danny Clifton of the Volusia County Sheriff's Office, well, he rushed to the rescue. He brought a heavy strap with him, and the cow's owner waded into the water. And with much difficulty, I don't know how this was so difficult, they were able to get it around her neck, and it took an hour and a half of them trying to do that. I don't know if it was like the water conditions or the cow not cooperating. They didn't really go into that, but my mind feels like, you know when you're trying to put a leash on a dog and the dog doesn't want it, keeps moving its neck? Like, that's what I picture happened, but for a cow. And then they took a rope when they finally got the strap around its neck. And they tied it to a, what do you guys think? Guessing game, a boat or a truck? Because it is Florida and it was in a river.
A truck, boat, truck.
Yes, a boat on a truck.
Yeah.
They tied it to a truck.
Aww.
And they gently pulled her up to the top of the mud and finally onto the shoreline. But here's the thing, when they dried her off, they saw something really interesting. The cow had been bitten by a water moccasin.
Oh.
Do you know what that is? I had to Google it.
Oh, they're
horrifying. I pictured like a little ferret sort of thing.
No, it's a snake.
It's a snake.
Yeah.
They're formerly known as cottonmouth snake, and they're not pretty. They're big. They can bite, and obviously it bit the cow, and while it didn't kill her, it made her swell up all around the throat area, right? So that's probably one of the reasons why she was stuck. She was like scared and paralyzed, and she was...
Yes, Jim?
How do you know when a cow swells up?
The throat swelled up. And the
bigger
county,
than the rest of it.
The owner, you know what? The owner of the cow would know. It's his cow. He knows when his cows are not at perfect health. So I read this story and I was like, way to go, Deputy Danny. I was just glad this cow was safe because no one wants to go into the water and get bitten by a snake and then stuck and then pulled out. So this is a really good feels good story.
How is this a feels good story exactly?
Because the cow's okay.
Oh, until it gets killed for me.
And Deputy Danny went into the water and saved her.
All right.
I told you it was Friday.
It's not a good story for the cottonmouth, that poor thing.
Well, yeah,
that cottonmouth had the munchies.
Are you kidding? How often does a snake get a steak dinner?
He didn't get much, though.
He didn't get much. Just
that's what I'm saying.
Area.
He thought he was getting the whole meal.
Yeah.
Yeah. That, you know what? I'm sorry. That was a very good feels good story.
Thank you.
I feel good for the cow.
Me too. That's why I thought people would like it.
That is also funny that you thought they didn't have cows in Florida. Like, it's not just one giant swamp.
Do you know what this...
There's land there.
You know what this reminded me of is when people, if I go around the country and I say, yeah, I'm from Boston. They're like, where's your accent? That's how I felt about the cow. Oh, yeah. The cow's in Florida. Where are the cows?
That's like when I tell people I'm from the Midwest, they're like, where's your barbecue?
Yes.
Like, it's in my belly. It's right there.
Right there.
All right, coming up, we're going to have $1,000 Minute, and here is a clue for $1,000 Minute. True or false, 49ers quarterback Steve Young is a descendant of Brigham Young.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.